Well, actually, let me give one bit of bio that is actually somewhat pertinent, in that I come more from the clinical world than the public health world, although I have lots of friends and colleagues in the public health world. I certainly am favorably predisposed towards the public health view of the world. But most of my work, including the educational programs that I've developed, have been more focused on the clinical side. And the reason why that's pertinent is because what I'm going to talk about today is a topic, basically a course, online course in an introduction to biomedical informatics that we have focused more towards a public health audience. In fact, Les Leonard, in his opening remarks, alluded to it, the AMIA 10x10 program, which was actually started in partnership with myself and AMIA in 2005. The 10x10 moniker stands for training 10,000 healthcare professionals by the year 2010. We're not going to get there, but not because of lack of capacity, because 10,000 people have not come forth. However, we have over 500 people have gone through this course, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Before I do that, let me acknowledge folks. When I set out to teach this course, I went down and looked for some of those good friends I just told you about to help me bring the public health perspective into it. Janice Richards is not here today, not here in this session, although she's at the meeting. Many of you know her. I see J.A. Magnuson back there, and Roland Gamache, who I don't think is here. But in any case, the three of them have been very helpful in adding that public health perspective to the course. I acknowledge in partnership at AMIA, the American Medical Informatics Association, and funding comes from this cooperative agreement that Dr. Leonard mentioned in his talk, that is basically a grant to AMIA to fund the tuition for people to take this course. I suppose another acknowledgement, I apologize for not putting on the slide, but it's actually students, a couple of them I see sitting in the room here, who actually can give you the straight dope as opposed to the sugar-coated version that I may give you. Why do I like education so much? Years ago on the internet, of course, came across this quote from Nelson Mandela that I think is so true. Education is the most powerful weapon that you can use to change the world. And while I have not been in the informatics field, someone who has created a bunch of systems that have gone out and have gotten written up in journals and no one's really using, I've been educating people, and that influence extends out literally across the planet. So I will just briefly mention some of the impediments and challenges to health IT, then talk about the goals and curriculum of 10x10 and how we adapted it to a public health audience. So I think that many of you know that there are challenges to health IT and that we are all familiar with. I had the opportunity to write about it in JAMA in 2004, and what I said then is still pertinent. We still have cost and financing issues. In the clinical world, we have mismatches between who benefits and who pays, synchronizing with the workflow. Interoperability standards and terminology continues to be a problem. Privacy and confidentiality, always a challenge. An issue that I brought up then, which people weren't thinking much about in 2004, but has become more widespread and known, is developing a workforce, both of professionals who know how to implement health IT systems, the capacity that Dr. Leonard talked about, and also the users of these systems, how we can educate them to make most effective use of the tools. And the 10x10 is more focused on the professional side than the user side, although sometimes that line starts to blur. So this workforce issue has, in recent years, achieved more interest and visibility. There was a summit between AMIA and the American Health Information Management Association, AHIMA, in 2006 that put forth a call for action to develop the workforce, develop educational programs, That's actually led to some legislation that has been introduced, the 10,000 Trained by 2010 Act, which passed the House, but like much health IT legislation, crawled to a halt in the Senate. It would have funded education and research about workforce issues in biomedical informatics. There have been a myriad of efforts, some people in this room involved in them, developing competencies, whether it's public health informatics or medical informatics, and there has been a steady growth of degree and fellowship programs. One of the issues, in addition to kind of training people with master's degrees and PhDs and so forth, there's this need for the intermediate people, those who are going to sit at the interface between practitioners and end users. Charlie Safran, who formerly was the president of AMIA, made this call in about 2005 that sort of got the ball rolling, calling to educate one physician and one nurse from each U.S. hospital in informatics. So there's actually about 6,000 hospitals in the U.S. But put another way, that could be educating 10,000 people. And he was going around asking directors of programs like my own, how soon could you do that? And everyone else pretty much gave him the answer, never. But I said, well, I think we could probably do it by 2010. So then that's when we came up with this 10 by 10 idea. And one of the reasons why it was able to be developed quickly is that, as some of you know, at Oregon Health and Science University, we have a graduate program that has an introductory course, which I teach, called Introduction to Biomedical Informatics. It's an online course, and so we were very easily able to adapt it. It's one of the beauties of distance learning, adapt it to being part of this AMIA 10 by 10 program. And then we added this one-day face-to-face session, which has been quite popular in terms of bringing people together and allowing them to get to know each other. They had been studying together and so forth. We have done some evaluations, one published in International Journal of Medical Informatics, the other one to be presented at the AMIA fall meeting, that have shown, we've gotten some good constructive criticisms, but generally the feedback has been positive. Because AMIA is an organization for all academic programs, AMIA also encourages other universities to offer 10 by 10 courses, and a few others have taken up the banner, two of whom have also been able to enroll the CDC-funded public health professionals, those at University of Alabama, Birmingham, and University of Illinois, Chicago. So there's three of ours, and I'll give you some numbers on the CDC folks in a moment. So what is in the 10 by 10 course? If you look at the curriculum, this probably won't surprise you. These are the major topics, especially from the clinical informatics perspective, but I think even public health folks would want to know the kinds of things here. So we have an introductory overview of the field. We talk about some computing issues from the clinical perspective, then jump into electronic health records, clinical decision support, implementation, then standards, privacy, security, costs, some of the cost economic issues and implementation issues. And then I have this unit, and sometimes I get in trouble for this. I call it secondary uses of clinical data. I use that unit as an umbrella to take into account all of the areas that make secondary use of clinical data, including public health informatics. That doesn't, and things like personal health records and health information exchange. That doesn't mean that those areas are driven by secondary use of clinical data, but it's a nice organizing theme in a clinical informatics course. I then cover evidence-based medicine, information retrieval, sometimes known as searching. I believe it's very important for all informaticians to know something about bioinformatics that's going to impact everything from clinical medicine to public health, imaging informatics and telemedicine, and then also important across all branches of informatics is the organizational and management issues. So what kind of teaching modalities do we use in the 10 by 10 course? And this comes from the modalities that we have found to be successful in our online program at OHSU. Make a lot of use of voice over PowerPoint lectures. We use a tool called Articulate that turns those huge PowerPoint narrated files into Flash files, which are nice and compact and can easily be sent across the internet, even to dial-up, although no one has dial-up anymore, but you know, people who are really remote can get them and access them. We also actually pull out the MP3s and allow people to download them so people can put them on their iPods and so forth. And we also have PDFs of the slides. So if you want to be disconnected from the internet, you can take the PDF of the slides and the MP3 and listen and look at the slides on the paper. We also make a lot of use of threaded discussions. A real key point is that this is not correspondence courses. We really have interaction with the instructors. Whenever people say to me, you must not have to spend that much time teaching because you teach online. I think people who do online teaching well will tell you that it takes just as much time from the standpoint of the instructor to deliver good quality teaching over electronic media. So we make use of threaded discussions. Sometimes we develop really nice discussions. It's all asynchronous because people tend to be really busy and it's difficult to get anyone together at the same time. We do make use of readings. We even use the short-lived textbook. And then we have these self-assessment multiple choice quizzes. The course also includes a course project where people are asked to go do an environmental scan and a short write-up on how an informatics project may help that environment there. And then they come to this in-person session, usually at AMIA meetings, and they present among small groups and look for common themes. And then there is no final exam in the 10x10 course, but a number of people want to get credit for the course for two reasons. One is that they can get reimbursement from their employer if they have a transcript with a grade. And the second, and this has applied to about 15% of the people who have done 10x10, they actually want to go on and do further studies. And since this is the introductory course in our program, they can then enroll right in the program and start taking additional courses. Here's a few sample screenshots. I don't know how well you can see these. So this one here is the Articulate lecture. And Articulate actually has an authoring environment, which has another advantage over just plain old PowerPoint. PowerPoint will let you narrate into it. I don't know if any of you have ever tried that. But you can't stop between slides. With Articulate, you can narrate slide by slide, which also is really nice for updating the course, because if only one slide's worth of material changes since the last time you updated it, you don't have to go back and redo the entire lecture. You can just change that particular slide. You know, some new groundbreaking study has come out, but the rest of the material is still the same, et cetera. And as you can see here, this is the PowerPoint slide. This happens to be a slide where I talk about what I call the adjective problem in informatics, is that we all want to put different things in front of the word informatics. And then there's a navigation panel. This all comes from Articulate. You can move back and forth between slides. And this is all real-time live over the internet. The other slide here shows the learning management system that we use. At my institution, we happen to use a system called Sakai. We used to use Blackboard. There's also others like WebCT and Moodle and so forth. Each of them has their advantages and disadvantages. Sakai, I guess the main reason why we use it is because our university provides it to us at no charge. So that strongly influences us. It's not any better or worse than other systems. So a few comments about the Public Health Informatics course. So some of you know that AMIA was awarded this grant from CDC. And basically all three of the clinical informatics 10x10 courses, so the OHSU one of mine, the UAB, and the UIC ones, have been enrolling people. You actually apply to AMIA, AMIA kind of doles people out into the different courses. I can't remember exactly what was in the application, but you have to write a short essay, and there's some they can't accommodate everyone who applies, but most people have been able to get in. So the AMI, the grant then pays the tuition for the course. Some of which goes to the respective institutions to offset the cost of running the course. The grant does not pay the travel to the in-person sessions. So to get to the AMIA meeting, you have to find funding or your own funding to get there. So the approach that we took at OHSU, which I mentioned at the very beginning, was to recruit three public health informaticians as co-faculty. And they helped in a number of ways. One is that they helped moderate the discussion to provide the kind of public health perspective. They also came up with some additional public health specific questions. And then they also helped to contribute to develop a new separate unit on public health informatics that has become part of the course now. And here is the content of that public health informatics unit. Janice Richards, Jay Magnuson, and Roland Gamache, starting with an overview, workforce standards. Some of these, they did know and were encouraged to look at my kind of baseline lectures and then sort of added the public health perspective on top of these. They were assigned some readings, a chapter from the short-lived book, which focuses on public health informatics, and a couple other PDFs that we found on the internet and thought would be good reading. So how has the course gone? So there have been actually two offerings of it. The first one started in April and is kind of coming to an end right now, although not completely over, so we don't have all of the evaluation data. There's also another cohort going through another offering of the class that just started up in July. So there were 21 students who enrolled and about 15 who are nearing completion. In any course like this where you have adult learners, you always have people where conflicts come up. So six people not completing the course is probably about par for the course, maybe a little bit more than usual. In terms of their backgrounds, mostly are epidemiology types with degrees in public health, although some folks from nursing, medicine, and one who has degrees in microbiology and law. In terms of their work settings, seven of them work at the state level, six, that should actually be county or regional health organization, two at the federal level, and one from an association. So these are the numbers. I got these numbers just last week from AMIA, and these are the numbers that have enrolled in the different courses. So as you can see, I have another group of 18, and UAB and UAC have some others as well. So what do we conclude? Well, we have found that most students have been able to complete this challenging curriculum. This is the course. I actually consider it a compliment when people tell me, you know, I had to work really hard and it was a lot of work, you know, but it was worthwhile. I don't think I've really ever had anyone say, you know, you completely wasted my time and too much of it. So I'm encouraged by that. But it's not really meant to be just, here's a few facts about informatics. It really does go into detail. We'll have more details about our students, the other students, and AMIA will be collecting statistics and providing reports back to CDC, so have some post-course analysis. And our view is as long as AMIA and CDC want to continue to do this, we will as well, and perhaps even further develop the public health aspects of it, and perhaps someday even create a separate public health course. So if you're interested in more about the 10x10 program, you can go to AMIA's website. And I think that's all I want to say. So thank you.
We have some time for a question or two for Dr. Hirsch.
What exactly do you
Sure. The question is, what did the students do for the environmental scan project? It's not meant to be a real elaborate project, but the assignment is to pick some place. It can be where you work, or you know, if somewhere where you know, and to basically kind of go in and look at their setting, and based on all that you've learned now about informatics, describe an informatics application that you might deploy there, and you know, what would be the rationale for it. So you know, again, it's not meant to be a real complicated assignment, but you know, going into say in this case a public health department or some clinical setting, they could really use computerized physician order entry here. You know, this is the rationale why, et cetera. Oh, yeah.
I'm Akak Leki Ashuli from CDC. I finished public health informatics fellowship program about 6 years ago. And ever since I've been struggling with the definition of informatics and definition and scope of informatics. If you don't mind, if you go back to your curriculum slide, please.
This one? Yeah.
Correct. So here is what I was wondering always. Because we are trying to define curriculum for public health informatics fellowship, and we are looking at competencies that was developed in state of Washington and in some other places. Let's say healthcare practitioners, physicians, they can learn about various systems, cardiovascular or circulatory systems or respiratory GI, and they can learn it to the operational level so that you have general practitioners and then you have physicians who subspecialize. In the field of informatics, it seems to me that sometimes everything that is listed in the competencies, there hardly will be anybody in informatics who can have operational knowledge of all those domains. So the question is this definition appropriate or if a majority of practitioners cannot cover even 60, 70% of it? And do you think that present challenges when you're going forward with developing curriculums?
Yeah, that's a great question. If the other speakers don't mind, I have about an hour talk on my laptop here I can give you on that very topic. No, I think our view, my view, which I think is the emerging view of AMIA and others, you know, that informatics is really the strategic application of IT, and it draws on both the subject domain, whether it be medicine or public health or nursing. It draws on information sciences, including computer science, IT, statistics, if appropriate. And it also draws on business and management. And actually, I should point out that John Holmes has in the back here has come up with this word, transdisciplinary. Informatics is unique by the synergy that arises at the overlap between these disciplines, and that's the philosophy that I think a lot of programs now are trying to convey. You know, it's not just the technology; it's what you can do with technology. You know, like just a case in point, so some people in this room were at dinner last night and someone was talking about, well, you know, we can give you all this data now, more and more and more data, you know, but that's not necessarily the right answer. It's, you know, what is the right data that you want to use? What are the operations that you're going to use on that data? And I think that's the essence of informatics. And even though we talk about specific applications like electronic health records and telemedicine and things like that, I think it's that underlying philosophy. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what, at least what I think of informatics, and I think what's the growing feeling of it.
Great. Summarize then exactly what you think your definition is.
No.
I think that is one of the main questions. I have a bachelor's degree in healthcare informatics from Montana Tech. My definition of informatics when I got the degree seems to not even be the same of what, and I just want to get an overview or of everyone's take on what informatics really means.
He's going to answer.
No, actually, I have to disclose, this is not a cognate effort by any means. Just to add one, when I'm reading definition of informatics, I don't remember exact definition how it's did, but it's basically processing data to produce information. But then you look at definitions of epidemiologists, and it's the same thing. Definition of statistician, same thing. Same for economists.
Well, I don't want to, let me go real quick because I know we need to move on to the next speaker. But basically, it's the, it's trying to think on my feet here. It's really the kind of the application, the optimal use of information for specific tasks, in our case, in a healthcare domain, with including information technology. But technology is a secondary part of it. Okay.
Great. Please join me in thanking Dr. Hirsch.